to start like this, that, oh my king, excuse me if I'm talking, because I'm not supposed to talk when you're talking. But if I'm someone, you made me that someone, so you let me talk. Okay, if there are some people like this, okay, they are like this, let me start like this, it's my fault. If I haven't locked the place, so nothing will happen. It's all my fault. Let them go. Yeah, this is how it ends. And you are to listen to this story with a lot of explanation. Why? Because you didn't get it. What is the relationship between these two fellows? Huh, if it was a man and a woman, it was easy to think, okay, in the back of your mind, there is sex, there is this, there is that. There is none. What is there? One of the most important stuff that nobody pays attention enough, and I have given a couple of lectures about it. People, read the story and be careful what are you reading. You hear nothing about the king. The king is not even always good. He will do bad stuff. He will let the governors go and check. Why? Because king is the king and his responsibility is all responsibilities. And that's not what we are talking about here. We are talking here about you. Between these two people, which one should you be? Aha. That's why you don't get it. One book with all details to let you understand that, listen, be a lover. We have to talk about beloved. But beloved is not the subject. You are the subject to find the love. And how is it? How did the guy find it? There's only one thing. Selflessness. The guy is selfless. Why? He will talk about it and say, if I have a self, you gave it to me. That's how selfless he is. He will never think about himself. He's thinking about the wishes of the king, the thought of the king, what king prefers. You're doing this, right? You have to do all of that to this king. Do you remember? Haq, just and justice. That stuff that we say is the creator, because it is a creator of my culture. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that old man doing voodoo stuff. No. I know that there is more than me and us. It's we, and we is a quality of love. So this book, all of it, is this that simple story. Because he wants to explain to you what really love is. Love is the quality that you could find in Ayaz. You could find in this slave a quality. That's it. So where are we? We are at the point that, okay, they came to the king, they said, this is the guy is suspicious, and the king thought, okay, what should I do? So we go and do it. I thought, maybe I did wrong, maybe he will get offended. Then he thought, okay, he get offended. He knows how much I love him. So why should he be offended? This is where these people, they come to search the place. Here is when they find what Ayaz is thinking. Do you remember the last page we read last night? I showed you that. It's all in pink. Suddenly he started to say, become listening like the ear. Then you will be given the earrings. He has started with something that we talked about a lot. In the hunting, what was your role in this hunting stuff? Forget about being a hunter. Improve yourself to be qualified to be hunted. That is the point. If you are not good, why should love hunt you? So he said, listen. This listen is the explanation of the first word of this book. Listen. Here he said, become the ear. Be like the ear, then you will find the earring. Because somebody who is digging the well is always down there. You're always in what you are doing, actually. You're in your life. So, okay, the magnet could do the magic. The other side, remember always this, that I'm talking about love, which has two sides. One side is what you should learn. The other side, nobody could talk about. Who knows what happens in the other side? We studied it. Even the lovers, when they are asked that, what happened? I said, I don't know. In a moment, I went crazy. This is how it goes. Yes. That magic is there, and you're here. The attraction is here. When I talk about love, you don't hesitate. You don't hate it. You admire it, but you don't get it. This is the point. Therefore, do some working. Little by little, you could do everything. Because a little pain will give you a little gain. It's always like that. And even the Prophet said, you know what is bowing, going down, and praying to God? That's knocking at the door, that maybe that door will open to you. Because who are the luckiest one who get in from the group that are knocking the door? This is what it is. Means to understand love, you have to knock the door and listen and try to change, and I hope you will get lucky. Okay, before starting, I have a question. What about if you don't get lucky? You tell me. Will?
Keep knocking.
Uh-huh. Your logic will say, if I don't succeed, so this is a failure. What did you lose? You became better. This is losing something for you. Therefore, you want the guarantee of the success. This is success for you. This is why we are trying hard to talk about it and publicize it. Because when you get a little bit better, then what happens? This we has a better chance. Because this is what it is. If there is a hope for humanity, where is it? In the human being. Which one? The good one or the bad one? That's the point. So he said, whoever is knocking at the door, he will have that dolat. He will use the word of dolat, because poetically, he's talking about dolat somewhere else. He said, I was dead, I became alive. I was crying, I became laughter. The dolat of love came. The system of dolat is governing system. He said, the governing system of love came and I became a happy fellow. This is that dolat for him. He said, okay, that dolat comes if you knock. Okay, today, who is the responsible? Peter.
How the Emir, who was the author of the mystery of this intrigue, came at midnight with his officers to open the chamber of Ayaz, and saw the sheepskin jacket and rustic shoon hanging, and supposed that this was a trick and pretense, and how he dug up every suspected corner and brought excavators and made holes in the walls and discovered nothing and fell into confusion and despair. So evil-thinking men who imagined vain things about the work of the prophets and saints, saying that they were magicians and self-advertisers and sought to occupy the chief position, after having investigated, they are covered with confusion, but it does not avail them.
Okay. These longest explanation for what? Do you understand what I'm talking about here? These governors and stuff like that I'm talking about are the majority of your thinkers. They doubt the prophets, and they do this, they do that, they do that. This is how it happens. Now, listen to this story. Yes?
Those trusted came to the door of the chamber. They began to search for the treasure and the gold and the jar. A number of them, by vain desire, unlocked the door with infinite dexterity and skill, for it was a formidable lock with intricate bolts. He had selected it from locks. Not that he was avaricious of silver and riches and crude gold, in order to hide that secret from the vulgar.
That is the point. This is something that, if you don't think about it, you should think about like that. Why is he trying? Is it, oh, there are some stuff that is not good that everybody will know about it. There are these kind of secrets because we know the reaction of the ignorant public. So it's not that you become an open book. This guy that we are talking about is a real open book as a lover for us, right? But there is some little bit personal stuff over there. Yes?
With a man of lofty aspiration, I'm sorry, lest some people imagine evil, others call me a hypocrite. With a man of lofty aspiration, the soul's secrets are kept from the base more safely than the ruby in the mine. To fools, gold seems better than the soul.
Did you listen to that? This is the reason that he's bringing this at the beginning. That, listen, the secret down there is really a jewel, and you cannot leave it just like that. You have to protect it. Yes.
To fools, gold seems better than the soul. In the opinion of kings, gold is to be scattered on the soul. In greed of gold, they were hastening rapidly. Their reason was saying, no, not so fast. Greed runs in vain towards the mirage. Reason says, look carefully, it is not water. Greed was predominant, and gold had become as their souls. At that moment, the cry of reason was unheard. Greed and its clamors had become hundredfold. Wisdom and its suggestions had vanished.
Okay, five verses, and one word is repeated over there. Greed, greed, greed. Why? Let's go back at the beginning of this book. He said, hey, shut off the greed. If not, you will not understand what I'm talking about. Here he's talking about that greed. This is why the greed should be shut off. Then you will understand what love is. Because the greed is the real engine of this group of people who are doing it. Yes?
To the end that he may fall into the pit of delusion and then hearken to the reproaches of wisdom. When his wind is broken by imprisonment in the trap,